Good morning, friends.
What are you up to this morning?
Go for a little butter popcorn right now.
Why is that?
It is a National Popcorn Day.
Popcorn, anyone?
Is that popcorn?
Popcorn. It's a national treasure.
I had to stand there eating buttered popcorn.
Popcorn?
This is incredible popcorn.
A little piece of popcorn stuck in my tooth. Ooh.
Happy National Popcorn Day.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Hang on, I'm checking the list of food I can't eat from my recent doctor visit. Yeah, popcorn's there.
In digital HD.
Because I'm trying to be healthy in 2022, I have now become very boring. Thank you, doctor. Morgan in the morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
So here we are on a Wednesday. We're stuck in the middle of the week. Just reading a quick article that says this is the worst day to take off. So everybody get up and go to work. It says that your coworkers will be more suspicious if you take today off. They're more likely to ask you tomorrow why you took off. Whereas if you take a Monday or a Friday, they just say, oh, Bob needs a three-day weekend. You know what I mean? So think about that. And then I thought about the fact how I never take off. Chad Evans said that to me the other day. Like, dude, when do you go on vacation? I said, I just came off one. No, that's Christmas. Everybody takes time off at Christmas. That's not a vacation. I said, sure it is. I travel? Yeah, but it's not vacation travel. I said, all right. I travel and visit my family. It's all good. But when do you go on vacation? He says, and I'm like, well, I take a week off in the summer, usually in July sometime. Where do you go? I'm like, look, man, you got me all confused now. So, you know, maybe do you really need a stretch of 7 to 10 days off to go on vacation, especially in these times? Or do you just take a day off here and there? I kind of don't have the answer. If you could help me out, Ford Fun Line, always open, 1-800-326-94KX, Facebook message, text. You know, a day off every once in a while would be good. Fridays are crazy in radio. We have Flashback Friday, and we have a whole lot of stuff like we're tuning up for the weekend. You know what I mean? So Monday's probably a better day to take off. So maybe I will do that in 2022. Take some Mondays off. Yeah, I don't know. WQKX. But for now, don't take today off. Do not take a Wednesday.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't want to take any day off this week because it's the week of Betty. Today is a Tail Wagon Wednesday. Jen from the Danville SPCA will be in later with Slash the Cat. Slash. Yeah, stand by, Guns N' Roses fans.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Late night TV coming up next. Jimmy Fallon. Some weird TikTok stuff.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
A man went viral on TikTok when he shared his experience as the only passenger on an 8-hour international flight. Of course, they wouldn't let him board until his zone was called. Airlines are dealing with the ongoing pilot shortage by raising pay and lowering the requirements. Passengers said, that's nice, and wait, what? This probably explains why my last pilot was wearing a PetSmart uniform.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Am I waking you up? Do people still use, like, the good old-fashioned clock radio that goes off at, like, right before the 6:30 news or 7 o'clock, maybe 6 a.m.? Maybe you're up right now listening. I appreciate you, okay? Or are we buying all these Google equipment things? Google Nest, that's what it's called. I prefer to call it Big Brother. Thank you, George Orwell. But anyway, Google Nest is like everything. Cameras, remote speakers, everything, doorbells, all wrapped into one package on Wi-Fi. I'm like, do I really need something like that? And then I'm reading that over the weekend, the white noise on Google Nest kind of went wrong. So this is white noise, all right? It's supposed to be soothing, and the white got a little muddy and staticky and crazy, and babies were waking up in their cribs, and moms and dads were, oh boy, they're all upset. And they're complaining to Google Nest. Google says, sorry, it was a weekend problem. They got it fixed. I sleep with a sound machine. I'll admit it. This is something recent. And I have it set on like a wake of an ocean. I love that. Or I like a little wind. Sometimes rain is soothing. But white noise? You can't do that to somebody like me. I think there's a radio station in the building that's off the air. Help! Somebody fix that! WQKX!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, viral comedy, we call it. It's actually viral video, but most of the time it's funny. This one will make you think, what if you were running for office, like the office of U.S. Senator, but you're smoking pot on your TV ads?
Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me.
Yo! Look at that fatty! WQKX!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, listen to this now. Look it up later. It's a television ad. It's a campaign ad, if you will, from Louisiana Senate candidate Gary Chambers. Now, it's making news all across the country because it features him, Chambers, smoking a big fat blunt in a big oversized chair in like the middle of a cornfield. It's kind of a weird looking video that is almost like, I don't know, like a Notorious B.I.G. video from MTV in the 80s. And anyway, there he is. He's hoping to make marijuana legal in the state of Louisiana. Now, keep in mind, the recreational use of marijuana is legal, but only in 18 states and the District of Columbia. Check out this viral video.
States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Wow!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. 94.1 WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Okay, some call it stupid news. Some morning radio shows, we don't like the word stupid, and we don't like pointing out people being stupid. We want to teach you a lesson. That's why we call our feature, and there it is. Coming up, the Taco Bell Karen.
94.1 WQKX.
Have you ever done this, like you pull up to a business and they're closed, and you shut the car off and you get out, you walk up to the front door, you even get that far, and you pull on the handles, like clunk, 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 and you're like, what the? And you look inside and it's dark, and you go, oh, sometimes it's simple, like they closed at 5 and you're there at 6. Sometimes it's really embarrassing, like you pull into Amato's on a Monday, it ain't gonna work, I'm telling you. Oh, I can't wait to get my pizza. And then someone even drives by, dude, they're closed. You should have figured that out when the parking lot was empty. The parking lot is never empty at Amato's. It's a thing like that. Like, when it happens, you gotta own it. And in this situation, I don't care if it's just 3 minutes after they closed. Closing time is closing time. Isn't there a song about that? So when you do get in this situation where you go to a business and they're closed, don't be stupid.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
A video of a Taco Bell customer complaining that the restaurant wouldn't take her order minutes after closing has gone viral. Apparently, the employee gave his own cell phone number to this complainer as the corporate number. So therefore, they could record the whole thing. That's funny.
I know the driver right there. Hi, so I go in there every single night around the same time.
Yeah,
the
right.
They couldn't even take my order.
Uh-huh. Yeah, listen to the keyboard typing, banging on the keyboard to act like he was at the corporate office. So, Karen, you got punked. Your complaint fell on deaf ears, especially because of the fact that the Taco Bell was closed.
For just, every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is on 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Clayton went in and got some blankets, brought the blankets out to us. We put them around him. Clayton made him some hot chocolate so he'd get a little warm till the ambulance got here. I'm very proud of him.
He's awesome. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
An 8-year-old boy finds an elderly man covered with snow lying on a sidewalk and saves his life. That story and more on the way next. Best songs on the radio. 94.1.
HD. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A medical helicopter crashes near Philadelphia. How could that be good news? The pilot safely crashed it to save lives.
I feel like I pretty much just facilitate the heroes in the back that are working on patients. The things that that my crew did after we crashed and post-crash, to me, were amazing. I was just a lump on the ground, and they were taking care of me. To all the first responders and everybody that have helped throughout this whole thing, my deepest heartfelt thank you.
That's good news. Heroes come in all different sizes and ages. How about an 8-year-old who saved an elderly man who had slipped and fallen and
looked like he'd been down there for at least 20 minutes as he was totally covered in snow. Me and my wife, and we brought him to the stairs. We sat him down the stairs, and Clayton went in and got some blankets, brought the blankets out to us. We put them around him. Clayton made him some hot chocolate so he'd get a little warm till the ambulance got here.
Way to go, Clayton. You are more than just a hero. And to that football team in the Pittsburgh area, Bethel Hill High School football, whose coach decided to cancel practice and go house to house, shoveling snow for free, that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If your local group has some good news, send it to News Radio WKOK, and Mark Lawrence will make sure we get it. And then that makes it good news for all of us.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, late night TV, Seth Meyers is talking about an interesting new study about you guys who live alone, birthday buddies, and more.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
According to a new study, men who live alone for years are at a greater risk of developing inflammation. It's just a lot of stress to put on one wrist.
WQKX 94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way. First, we'll go to the playground with one of those buddies.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hanging around, busting my dreams.
Happy birthday to John Wozniak. He sounds like he's from Mount Carmel.
Oh, my goodness.
He's 51 years old, and he is the vocalist for 90s band Marcy Playground.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yes, let's take a look at more celebrities. Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson, 30. Okay. She also won on Dancing with the Stars years ago.
But that's beside the point.
Jody Sweetin.
Oh.
Stephanie on Full House.
There's a name you don't hear much.
Yeah, she was on Full House and right. Fuller House.
Right.
Recently, she's 40 years old.
Okay.
One of my favorite sports impressionists, but actually he does a lot of voice work, Frank Caliendo.
Oh.
He's celebrating his 48th birthday today. I love his sports stuff.
Your Pat Summerall's better than your John Madden. I just go, that's to the 20, to the 25. There's a flag on the play. I mean, that's probably a penalty. Maybe he returns.
His John Madden was so great.
Yeah.
And with the recent passing of John Madden,
right.
he should be back on Fox doing more John
Madden.
He
should. He really should.
So happy birthday, Frank Caliendo. And we just talked about her a while back when we linked her to Whitney Houston. Dolly Parton's birthday today.
Oh, okay. I love Dolly Parton. She's just so much fun.
I think everybody does. And that's a good thing. She is 76 years old
and
today.
Still looking good.
Yeah, because parts of her face are only 25 years old. So there you go. I guess that's how that works. Anyway.
Okay, let's move along.
Let's move along to the local celebs.
Birthday buddies.
Them, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Sorry. Alex Bastian from Milton is 29 years old today.
Ashley Krause is 34 today.
Happy birthday to Brenda Weeble. She is from Milmont, 57.
Brianne Croteau is 43. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Heather Slater. She's from Liverpool, 35.
Irene Kasari from Wilburton, 72.
Jennifer Petrovich from Schmokin Dam, 51.
Liz Folk is 60 today.
Happy birthday, Melissa Garinger. She's from Norrie, 47.
Mindy Ellis is 43 today.
Natalie Ziegler from Sunbury, 45.
Happy birthday, Nicholas Persing from Lewis. 39.
Sarah McIntyre from Cole Township, 34 today.
Tanya Kerstetter from Sunbury, 51.
Wendy Devine from Selous Grove. I know the whole Devine family. They're great people. 59 years old.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got on the birthday list. Nobody checking in today on the Ford Fun Line.
Why?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
Could you press that button and see if that works? I don't know. You can also use email or, of course, Facebook Messenger.
Yes. Snail mail, too, if you wish.
Yeah, snail mail might crawl up the hill here sooner or later.
Eventually.
Eventually we'll get it. But each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
I thought we had more, and there it is coming up. But I see on the show lineup card here, it's been scratched for something that has been assembled by our staff and must be aired coming up. Wonder what that could be. Stay with us.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, we're supposed to air another stupid news piece, but we don't call it here. Stupid news, we call it And There It Is. But I got this memo. I hate when I get memos from upper management. And it says, Morgan, play this at approximately 7:45. Do not air your personal opinions. And appreciate the production and the time and the work that the staff has done to put into this. Johann Strauss piece, The Blue Danube Waltz. What is going on here? Oh, it's pretty. Wait, is that a gun? Is that a gun? It is Gun Appreciation Day. All right, I get it. Think this is funny. Now, come on, guys, stop. Don't make me say something about this. Stop it. Jeepers, Mighties, get it out of here. You're scaring me. But thank you. Thank you to Kevin, Lynn, and Melissa for putting that together.
WQKX. Beautiful. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
How'd you like to donate blood and win Super Bowl tickets? It could happen. Plus, we continue to celebrate the week of Betty with Tail Wagon Wednesday. Jen will be in.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to get you all excited, but there is a near national blood shortage. So the Red Cross has come up with a contest. If you donate blood, you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. This is kind of cool. And second prize ain't all that bad either. It's like a giant screen TV, stereo speakers, like a home theater system to watch the Super Bowl. That's not a bad idea, right?
How often can you actually donate blood?
Okay, now you can only enter once, okay?
How often can you actually donate blood?
Stop it, Michael. You can only enter once.
How often can you actually donate blood?
That's for you people who love the office, okay? I gotta sneak this in before the news. After the Super Bowl, there's nothing much to talk about if you're a sports fan until baseball, right? Wrong. The Olympics are coming up. And the Jamaican bobsled team is back for the first time in 24 years. I'm excited. Does that mean like cable TV is going to start running Cool Running again? Are there any Jamaican comedians out there that like to make fun of their own bobsledding team?
Making bobsledders. You remember them? I mean, if that don't make you watch TV, what will, huh? You know? Got to thinking, you know, is there some part of Jamaica I don't know about? What possessed them that day on the beach, huh? Make them think they could bobsled. You know, they came down through that big curve, you know what I mean? You know, and all other groups, like the Swiss crew, came down, their heads were all low and tight. Jamaicans came down, heads all sled flipped over. Went down for about a mile and a half, cat's head was out. Thought they were dead, right? Turned the sled over, man. They jumped up laughing and smiling. You know, the officials went, don't even drug test them.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The week of Betty continues. Stay with us because it's a Tail Wagon Wednesday. And it's powered up in part by Great Dane Trailers in Elysburg. Lindsay, Jenna, and Shayla are with us. Say good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Wow, that was really good. Have you been practicing that or no?
Of course.
Yeah?
I mean, no, not at all.
You guys want to go meet Slash, don't you?
We do. We have to stop talking so we can go pet the cat.
Okay. Slash the Tuxedo Cat is today's Tail Wagon Wednesday guest. Jen from the Danville SPCA is with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
And Slash doesn't play the guitar, but Slash is singing a lot in the background. Tail Wagon Wednesday, coming up next. Stay with us.
94KX.
The week of Betty continues with Morgan in the Morning. Today is a Tail Wagon Wednesday, and we all know, at least we know by now, Betty White spent a lot of time and money with animal shelters and saving animals. And we'd like to welcome Jen from the SPCA back with us, but also Great Dane Trailers, one of our sponsors to Tail Wagon Wednesday. Jen, the ladies from Great Dane are loving this cat.
Yeah, we're all super excited for Slash, even though Slash is a little bit nervous.
Yeah, Slash seems a little nervous, and Slash is a girl cat?
Yes, Slash is a lady, and I called her a boy for like the first week that we had her because of the name. But yes, she is a pretty little woman.
Is it? Yeah, Tuxedo Cat, right?
Yes, so she's a tuxedo. She has the pretty little white chest and face.
Beautiful.
So she's always dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah, and I'm glad we have an extra chair there so she can sit there. How old? Because she looks big.
She's only 8 months old.
That cat is only 8 months old?
Yeah, she's probably going to be a bigger cat.
Yeah, okay. Now, the ladies from Great Dane are here, and one of you has a cat that's bigger than your dog?
That would be me.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, the cat really likes food and treats and acts like he's starving all the time, but he's clearly not. I'll just say it that way.
What's your cat's name?
Reddington.
Reddington?
Yes.
Quite formal, if you don't mind me saying. Ladies, anybody else have a cat?
I don't, just a dog.
I remember, how's your dog doing from the last appearance?
He's doing really good, very hyper, very rambunctious.
All right. Jenna, any pets in your house?
Two wild dogs for me. Yes, they're both very young and very wild.
Well, we'd like to thank Great Dane for being the sponsor. You get the combination there, Great Dane, we all love dogs, you know, that kind of thing. Great Dane Trailers in Elysburg, what's going on out there?
Oh my, so much. We're still growing. So a lot of hiring activities and ramp up with our production. So a lot still happening.
So good stuff.
All good stuff. Yeah, we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Still jobs available?
Absolutely. So at any time, I recommend people going to our career site, greatdane.com/careers. Mm-hmm. We have so many opportunities.
Lindsay, thank you. And Jenna and Shayla, thank you for the opportunity to do something really cool like Tail Wagon Wednesday. You guys are great.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Now, Jen, how do we get Slash a home? Is it going to be someone who loves Guns N' Roses? I mean, what is this all about?
You don't even have to love Guns N' Roses to love this cat.
Okay.
She is a singer when you put her in the carrier, so she will sing any tunes you want. She's dressed up for the occasion. She's very, very sweet, but at first she's a little bit overwhelmed and will hide. But as you can see, when she first came in, she was trying to run and hide underneath this little couch you have in here, and now she's just like chilling, rolling around on this cute little chair next to me.
Yeah. So how did the test of Jen go? This is when Jen brings the Tail Wagon pet to her very own house to see how the pet does with other pets, because Jen owns a small zoo. So how did it work out last night?
Well, I didn't do a test with the dogs and the cats just because my cat's rude with new cats. So I knew it wasn't going to be a nice interaction because of him.
Okay.
But she did great with my bunnies. She didn't even care about them, and they were thumping at her and everything.
Okay. How about the cows and zebras? Everything was okay there too?
Oh, yeah. She passed that with flying colors.
There are no cows and zebras. However, there have been cows at the Danville SPCA. We are featuring the SPCA all week in the week of Betty. How can we give some money?
Well, you just go online to our website at pspca.org, and then under donate, you can put a tribute or a memorial gift, and then you'd put down Betty White if you'd like that to be in honor of her, and then you just mark down that you want it to go to Danville specifically.
Right, because we do want to send the money to our Tail Wagon Wednesday buddies at the Danville SPCA. Also, check out the video that dropped on Monday where I tour the facility with Jen and all the dogs and cats, and no cows yet?
Not yet.
No cow in the barn?
I've been wishing for one, but not yet.
Well, that's my wish here on the morning show, is that Jen shows up with a cow. That would be so much fun. It would be radio history.
We want to be here that day.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned it to Jeff from Wicked Dog Grill yesterday, and he said, you bring in a cow. I want to see this. I said, okay. So we'll invite our sponsors, Wicked Dog and Great Dane, and who knows what will be coming in the future on the third Wednesday of every month that we call Tail Wagon Wednesday. You guys, we're going to post a video. You'll be able to meet Slash, and Jen will talk more coming up. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, Seth Meyers has another really stupid, funny, but kind of icky, gross story coming up from late night TV. And also on the way, Tom's top list. It is National Popcorn Day. So we're going to give you some interesting stats about popcorn.
94.1 WQKX.
A video gained attention online over the weekend of Oklahoma pastor Mike Todd spitting in his hand and rubbing it onto his brother's eyes during a sermon, which is weird for a pastor, but very on brand for an older brother.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
Wild.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on National Popcorn Day. Here's some interesting stats for you. Believe it or not, 8% of us hate popcorn. 92% of us love it. There's no gray area. That's kind of cool. Even with the variety of flavors that you can find popcorn in nowadays, the number one flavor is still buttered popcorn. Number two is butter and salt. That's pretty wild. Cheddar has come up the ladder to be number three. That's my favorite. Caramel corn and kettle corn also score pretty high as far as favorite popcorns. Believe it or not, women like kettle corn more than men. I wonder why. Movie theater popcorn is our favorite type. Not all types of corn are poppable. Please remember that. And the highest height a popcorn kernel can fly when it pops, up to 3 feet in the air. That's some pretty cool stats on popcorn. Hey, our parting shot today comes from Jimmy doing another one of his tweet things. Jimmy reads, describe a movie badly.
Titanic, a 3-hour and 15-minute commercial for airlines. The Santa Claus, divorced dad murders beloved children's icon.
That's what it was, really.
Greece, people in their 30s playing teenagers in the 50s, singing a bunch of songs written in the 70s.
Never could get that part. Nope.
Back to the Future. At no point do we wonder why a disgraced physicist and a 16-year-old kid are best friends.
Hey.
Don't put that Back to the Future, but it's true.
A Quiet Place. Not so chill alien gets upset when human talks during movie.
Careful on that.
Jaws. A two-note song scares people on a tiny boat. Contagion. Now available as a 360 3D live immersive experience. Nightmare on Elm Street. A wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams.
That's a hard one.
The Never-Ending Story ends in 94 minutes. There you have it.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.